Listener story time on the Dan Gaffney program. Monday morning, Scott Walker joining me at 6:35, former candidate for U.S. House of Representatives for the Republicans and well-known for his homemade signs and other antics. Scott Walker, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
So what happened? You told me you have a police brutality story.
Well, it goes far beyond that. It goes to the very essence of our legal system, our constitutional system, our system of laws, fairness. It's a shocking story.
Did it happen to you? Are we talking about something that happened to you?
It did happen to me. This is firsthand. You know, it happened to me. It's not hearsay. You're getting it straight from the horse's mouth.
Tell us what happened.
About 3 weeks ago, I'm sitting in my car waiting to get a Whopper meal at the Burger King in Milford, probably around 9 p.m., and all of a sudden my car is surrounded by police, shining flashlights. The patrol car with lights blazing pulls up alongside of mine, and they order me out of the line. They say, pull over here. And when I asked them what the problem was, they opened my door and dragged me out, threw me on the pavement of the Burger King parking lot. And I said, you know, what the hell's going on here? And they said, you know, we're charging you with DUI. I said, well, all I'm doing is sitting in the Burger King parking lot. Did you watch me drive in here drunk or something like that? No, we're staking the Burger King parking lot out. And I said, well, that's, you know, I'm on private property. So anyway, they didn't like the fact that I was disagreeing with their arrest. And so one thing led to another, and they said, well, we want you to take a test. I said, you know, I'm not driving, number one. Well, I'm behind the wheel, but, you know, I'm not going to take any test. You know, what crime are you involved? What probable cause do you have to investigate me for drunk driving? I'm sitting here waiting for my Whopper meal. And at that point, they said, well, you have to take the test. I said, I'm not taking any test. And so they threw me down, handcuffed me, and they said, we're going to force you to take the test. We're going to take you to the hospital and draw your blood.
Oh,
and
boy.
So, Dan, that's what they did.
Here we go.
They took me to Bay Health Hospital and held me down, like seven or eight of them, all white dudes and one chick, and drew my blood and towed my car.
Wait a second. This is always interesting to me. And they got a nurse to go along with it against your will?
Oh, yeah. They'll be in the lawsuit. Bay Health, I'm going to take them.
So, anyway, you were saying, do not do this medical procedure to me. I do not consent. Did you say that ever?
Oh, I said it's totally illegal. You know, who the hell do you think you're effing with? You know, you can't do this to people. And, we got a warrant. I said, well, it's not worth the paper it's printed on. The judge is some hack somewhere who's a member of the police force, probably, or who knows what. He's not a judge. See, that's the problem with Delaware. You don't have a separation of powers. The judicial system is aligned together with the executive, which is the police force. And together they have created a police state. Now, if you got money, you know, if you're well off, you're above it. It doesn't affect you.
Have you received the results of the blood test yet?
I have not.
Did they get the results, or was it?
I'm sure they did. I don't know. The whole thing is, you know, it's very mysterious. This is due process.
You know, did you get charged that night with the DUI?
I was charged with a DUI. I think so. Yeah, I got charging documents. Yes.
Okay. So they took you to they took you to the police station too. Took your picture and stuff, or what? No.
No, they did not take me. I never made it to the police station. They took me straight to Georgetown. They took me straight to SCI, and they were laughing at me. You know, I guess I teased them and told them, a couple of them, they were too overweight to be cops, and then they got mad at me. And I shouldn't have said that, but you know what? It's not me. You know, I'm a white dude. You know, I don't get a fraction of the grief that black people get, and especially Hispanic people, because here's the catch. I get to SCI, and they throw me in a cell, and who am I in the cell with, Dan?
I don't know.
All Hispanic dudes. So what they were doing, they were targeting at the McDonald's parking lot and at the Burger King parking lot, they were targeting Hispanic males, and they were targeting old white guys.
Were they? Okay, were they? I'm sorry to laugh.
That's okay. I mean, they can do that to old white guys, but most of them are disabled.
Are you saying were all these people in the cell nabbed at the fast food joint?
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
And how did they know? Let me back up. Did you have an open container of alcohol? Why did they think you were DUI?
Dan, I fit the profile. This is the lesson of this phone call. I fit the profile. They're profiling. This is called stop and frisk. You've heard of this in New York City.
Yes.
The Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. You can't stop somebody because of a certain race and you think they might be carrying a weapon. You can't do it. It's unconstitutional. They are doing it. Okay, they don't think anybody's going to blow the whistle on it.
Were you driving like the Scotty wagon with your name on it and stuff? And
no, it didn't have my name on it.
Okay.
No, they had no idea who I was.
And when you say they were staking out the parking lot, how were they doing that?
I have no idea. All I can conclude is that, I've seen the Milford cops hang out in and around Burger King and Walmart. They're hanging around. They're looking at They're looking at people. They're looking at cars. They're profiling. That's what they're doing. That's what they're trained to do. Look for the Hispanic people. Look for homeless people. Look for people driving old jalopies like Scott Walker.
Were you drinking?
Yes.
And
that's beside the point, Dan.
It is.
We're talking about due process. We're talking about the right to remain. We're talking about your Fourth Amendment right. Okay. We're not talking about, if I was weaving, okay, if I was driving down the road weaving, or if I was, I don't know, if I was exhibiting driving that indicated that I was impaired, that's a legal stop. That's what we hire our police to do, to keep our roads safe. Okay. We don't hire our police to conduct a dragnet of racial groups and drag them in off the street and get DUIs and get a lot of money for the town. That's not what the citizens want. We want safety.
What time did this happen? What time of night?
9 p.m.
And so where does this stand right now? How did you get out of SCI?
Well, they hold you there for as long as they want. And what they do, they're kind of funny. What they do is they hold you there until, they can find a judge that will, give you a bail hearing. And of course, that could be, 12 hours. It could be 12 days. You don't have the right, all of a sudden your right to a fair hearing and bail is thrown out the window. Okay, so that's BS. And then the other way they hold you is they hold you until your blood alcohol content is below the legal level and before they let you go. Now, that's what they do in the town jails, and SCI is different.
Right.
And so the problem is they don't give you any water, and water is essential to get your blood alcohol content balanced. And so they don't give you any water, so they can keep you longer. So anyway, this is the illegal, unconstitutional underbelly of our legal system, really statewide. This is Joe Biden's state, remember? Okay?
You want to call, have you called an attorney?
No, because I don't need an attorney. I know the law.
Yeah, I know. You might want to get a hold of Ron Poliquin, just to let you know.
Well, I'm going to dispose of the case. You're not going to win if you challenge them on criminal law. You're not going to win in Delaware's courts. Delaware, I might win in a federal court, but not in Delaware's courts because it's totally corrupt. What I'm going to do is challenge this arrest on equal rights grounds, in that the arrests were all stop and frisk. You know, they're targeting minorities.
Right.
And, you know, I'll get it, and especially people who are disabled, Dan. That these are the people who constitute the vast majority of the people in prison. They're disabled, and they have rights.
Do you have
anyway?
Hold on for a second. Do you have a question for Scott Walker and his story about the DUI?
Yeah, I think the BS alarm's going off here. Listen, if you really cared about the safety of people, you wouldn't be drinking and driving. What about my rights being safe from someone like you? That's called rationalizing your sin, my friend. You need to look in the mirror this morning, take a long look at yourself.
Did you hear that?
He hasn't listened to the whole. He did not listen to the whole conversation. Okay, so I'm not going to respond.
Yeah, no, but you did admit you did admit you were drinking and driving.
Rationalize your sin. Look in the mirror.
I wasn't. I was not driving on the roads. I was not driving on the highway, sir. You didn't hear what I said.
You were not driving on the highway. How did
I was not driving on the highway, sir.
Yeah. Well, how did you get to the drive-through of the Burger King?
I drove there.
And then how long were you in the parking lot of the Burger King?
Well, 10 or 15 minutes. It takes a long time to get served.
Okay. Well, you did drive on the highway to get there, right?
Right. And I wasn't impaired. And I was driving fine. I've never had an accident. I've never had a reckless driving. I'm a very safe driver.
Well, I would say this.
I know what you're talking about. I got four kids and three grandkids. I know exactly what the caller's talking about.
I would say
we're
to the caller.
We're not talking about drinking. We're not talking. We're talking about your constitutional rights. Okay.
Right, but you admitted drinking. But are you saying you were over the limit, or no?
I don't know if I was over the limit or not. I might have been, but that's not the point, Dan. The point is that they don't have the right to pull you over if you're not driving unsafely. They don't have the right to pull you over and force you to take a DUI. What does that mean? They're going to pull you over and force you to undergo an investigation?
Yeah, but it seems totally, to a lot of people, it seems totally relevant because you were indeed drinking and driving.
Right. But
whether they got you in the Burger King parking lot or not.
I know, but Dan, you're missing the point. It's constitutional rights, the Fourth Amendment right of privacy, the Fifth Amendment right of due process, and the 14th Amendment right to be treated equally.
Okay. Do you have a question for Scott?
I ain't got a question, Dan, but this is just stupid conversation here.
Well, can you elaborate?
Well, Dan, were the keys in the ignition?
What's that got to do with anything?
What do you mean, has that got to do with anything? If the keys are in the ignition, you could be asleep behind the wheel, and you're still going to get charged with a DWI.
Yeah, in Maryland, that's legal.
It's intent. It's intent.
No, it's not intent.
You shouldn't be drinking and driving. How many DWIs have you had before prior?
Zero.
You have been charged, though, before.
Yeah, I was charged in Maryland, but they threw it out because, I was asleep behind the wheel. And I refused to take the test. They charged me DUI, and the judge threw it out.
All right, thanks.
Delaware, forget it.
Triple J, thanks for that. What's your question for Scott Walker? You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to know if he's going to run for office again.
Yeah, I am, Triple J. You know, I might have to abandon, even though I'm popular down there in South Carolina, I might have to run and get rid of Jennings, Kathleen Jennings, because, you know, you don't deserve to live in a police state. You don't deserve to live like that.
You're on with Scott Walker. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Dog patch.
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Are you going to run for office again?
You just
I'm running for Congress in South Carolina right now very successfully. The polls have me far ahead of the incumbent. And so, I'm sticking with them. You know, those people.
You have a question about the story?
Well, Scott, look, you might want to save your money on this legal battle because the price of plywood's going up and your signs. I just want you to save money for your signs. Come on, Scott.
All right, God bless you, man.
Next text, Rob in Orlando. The guy is a fraud. He admitted he was drinking. There's more to the story than he is saying. Glad the police got him before he hurt someone in the roads. All right. No comment. Next.
Hey. Huh? Go ahead.
Next text. It's called Intox Hold. Intox Hold. When somebody's under the influence, they cannot be arraigned. Therefore, they are held until they're sober. This guy is full of more BS than anything I've ever heard. A dragnet? What police officer targeting a white male driver? Thank God the guy didn't get elected. Yeah, how are they targeting you as an old white guy? What? How is that discrimination?
Well, if all you got to do is look up the records of arrests and convictions and imprisonments, and you'll see a lot of Hispanic people, Hispanic males, and old white guys.
Yeah, but you're not Hispanic.
I know, but I'm an old white guy. And that's a racial group. I'm white.
Okay.
And I'm old.
Next text.
And that's another group.
Okay. Old and white. It's a group.
Male.
For sure.
Male.
Got it. That's not
Thank you, Dan.
Next text. That's not police brutality. It's good police work.
Okay. Let's stop right there. Okay. It's okay for the police to come up to you, and you're not breaking any laws, and drag you out of your car.
Except the drinking and driving
law.
Hold
you down and take you to the hospital and draw blood out of your arm. That's okay with you, buddy?
Next text. Sounds to me like they were targeting drunks. Next text. I have a constitutional right to drive and believe the police will keep these idiots off the road. Next text. Good morning, Dan. Hang up on this clown and lock him up. He was drinking and driving. That's it. That's the only point. Jamie. Next text. This is how most lawbreakers look at the law. They're never guilty. He admitted he was drinking and he was driving. Guilty, guilty, guilty of drinking and driving. Now I don't know what his alcohol level was, but he admitted he was drinking and driving. How many drinks did you have? Great question. How many drinks did you have?
Who?
You.
Probably 2 or 3 beers.
That's what they all say. Scott should have grabbed the taser and everyone would be on his side. Wow. Next text.
Wow.
Next text. RJ, he needs to admit he's an alcoholic. Kudos to the police. Any comment on that?
Well, look, my friend RJ, if you want a police state, you got it. You should be happy. You got a police state. Okay, you gotta state where you don't have the right to privacy, where somebody tells you gotta wear a mask, where the cops can run up to you when you're not doing anything, just sitting there twiddling your thumbs and throw your ass down and handcuff you and take you to Bay Health Hospital and stick a needle in your arm and draw blood out of you to see what's in there. You like that, RJ? You got it.
Yeah, against your will. Right? Against your will.
I was all bruised up. I was beat up. I had bruises all over me. I got pictures of them. I'll send them to you.
Did they ever charge you with resisting?
No, they couldn't because it was all on camera. I filmed half of it.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. All right, Scott.
And the Milton police tried to do the same thing 2 weeks before. I've got that all on film, too.
All right, one more call for you.
Bad situation, Dan.
Yeah, listen, I'm glad you talked. I'm glad you talked to us about it. I'll be interested to know how it goes. I do have some... I'm at some level of agreement with you about the blood draw portion of this. That's always been a problem with me. But ultimately, though, you may have sunk yourself by admitting you were drinking and driving. I'm not sure. You're on the air.
Well, Dan, yeah? You know, you're pretty fair, Dan. You know, for being in the area you are and being in the state of Delaware, you know, it's very difficult for any media source to be, you know, completely fearless and objective, but you come close.
Trying. You're on with Scott. Do you have a question?
Yes, Scott. I'm just curious that how were you released from CSI, SCI, whatever it's called, if you don't know your blood content, because you said that, well, when your blood content comes down, they'll release you. And who came and picked you up? I'm sorry. I tend to want to disagree
with
you.
Who cares who picked him up? Why is that an issue? Who cares who picked him up?
Nobody picked me up. I had to walk 20 miles to get my car. I had to walk 20 miles to get my car in Milford.
So he had to walk. He had to walk back
20 miles. But 20 miles to get your vehicle. Well, they are open at that time at night to for you to get your. How much money did it take you to get your car out? And if you were charged for a DUI, someone would have to come and pick you up from the station. So again,
no,
I'm not
well,
saying that
charged.
You're not exaggerating.
No, no, good question.
Listen, let him answer.
Good question. No, here's how it goes at SCI. You know, they will take you to, they will let you out after you get a bail hearing from a JP court judge over the, you know, video. And then eventually they'll let you out and you walk out. And unless you have a ride, which is impossible because they take your cell phone away, you keep walking. And so that's what I did. And it was on a Sunday. And so I had to sleep outside, you know, in some field somewhere with hardly any clothes. And I had to wait until the banks opened up Monday morning. And then I had to catch a bus to my bank and withdraw the money and then take the bus. I have a bus card, you know, I keep a bus card, red card, guard card, even though I'm living in South Carolina now. I come back and visit. Big mistake. And so, you know, I took the bus to where my car, to Milford, and I had to walk another 2 or 3 miles to get to my car, and I paid the ransom and drove off. End of story.
Right. Listen, thanks for the question. Next text, Scott might have a valid point. If he was indeed stopped illegally, in my opinion, no evidence they gather after that is valid.
That person nailed it. They nailed it. That's it. That's the point of the whole conversation.
Dan, where did...
The cops can't stop you without probable cause.
That is correct. Where did you come from before he went to Burger King? Maybe they saw him leave a bar. That's a good question.
I don't go to bars. I can't afford bars.
Next
text. I don't
go
to bars.
Nobody should be forced to go to the hospital and drawn blood out of an arm, but also drinking and driving is drinking and driving. So,
agreed.
Next text, in all serious, I'm not an attorney, but I've heard of one, and Scott needs to shut his mouth and stop talking. He's doing a hell of a job prosecuting himself. Next text.
I'll get the cases thrown out. Go ahead.
He probably shouldn't be discussing this on the radio openly.
I don't need an attorney. My daughter's an attorney. I don't need one.
I would encourage you to call Ron Poliquin, but that's just me. He's a sponsor.
Well, if he's going to work for free, then he's hired.
He might. When you sign your driver's license, you agree to submit to blood if you're suspected of DUI.
No, you don't.
That's
a lie.
That's what the police tell you.
That's a lie.
All right. Listen, buddy. It's been an interesting story, whether our listeners agree or disagree. I do thank you for being on Dan Gaffney Listener Storytime. You will keep in touch, okay, Scott? Will you please keep in touch?
Thank you, Dan.
I want to know what the blood alcohol level was. I'm curious. All right.
I'll keep you posted.
Thank you. It's the Dan Gaffney Program. This.